It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello. Welcome, one and all. It is Monday, December the 4th, 2023, and it's 1905 UTC here on Anon Radio. Shout out to those in comm, including Stug and Quentin, Tobe. Tobe saying could be worse, could be Peaches and Herbs, greatest hits. I'll try and look them up for you. We've got Havoc and Claudio M in the house, so welcome, one and all. Thank you, Quentin. Quentin saying the punk show rocks. Quentin, minus noise. So I'm currently in a training, an all-day 9 to 5 Pacific time training. And I'm currently missing the how to create private keys section. But you know what? I think I'll figure it out. We got news to talk about. And so you got me for another 24 minutes here. And I ordered some Chinese food. But it's going to have to wait also. So we're just juggling all kinds of stuff. So good to see you guys. Thanks for being here. Hey, Jay LaMoth and Claudio M. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, seeing Jay LaMoth reminds me, XMPP is also a viable option for you if you want to chat during the show. Just go ahead and set up your Jabber client and go on over there. Keys. The training is about Google Cloud Platform. So it's a Google Cloud Platform training with specific tweaks for where I work, so it'll be interesting. Hey, Thriggs in the house, welcome. So we got some news, a lot of technical news and sciencey news, which I think is pretty cool. So we begin. You got the short spiel of what's going on with my life. You can use Maint to. Hey, thanks, X1. Type Maint, MAINT, Mike Alpha India November Tango, to create an XMPP account. All right. So we begin with some death and destruction, as always. Not a lot of it, though. We're kind of science heavy today. But 11 hikers have been found dead, near the crater of Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano after it erupted over the weekend. 12 others are missing, and the search was suspended on Monday after another small eruption. There were 75 hikers in the area during the eruption on Sunday, but most were safely evacuated. Merapi spewed a 3-kilometer, or 9,800-foot ash cloud into the air, dimming the sky and blanketing surrounding villages in ash. It's among the most active of Indonesia's 127 volcanoes, and also popular among hikers. Some trails reopened only last June due to ash eruptions from January to February. The most deadly eruption from this volcano occurred in 1979 when 60 people died. 3 people were rescued near the crater on Monday before the search was suspended. They were weak and had some burns, said Abdul Malik, head of Padang Search and Rescue Agency. 49 climbers were evacuated from the area earlier in the day, many of whom suffered burns. Authorities didn't immediately release the identity of the hikers. Video footage on Sunday's eruption showed a huge cloud of volcanic ash spread widely across the sky and cars and roads covered with ash. Rescue workers took turns carrying the dead and injured down the mountain. So, let's see here. Sorry, I'm just bouncing back and forth here. I want to make sure. All right, cool. I just want to be sure. Sorry, since I am halfway paying attention to this training class, I want to be sure that I don't miss anybody calling me out or asking me a question. Sorry about that. So yeah, lots of people dead on a volcano. Who would have thought a volcano is dangerous? I don't know. X1's Andy. All right. So what else is happening in the world? Well, there's a lot. Don't worry. A nurse was found dead 2 weeks after vanishing on her California hike. The remains of a missing woman have been located by authorities in California. Ann Herford, 66, was reported missing on November 15th after she failed to return from a hike on the Arnold Rim Trail. Rimming is a popular activity among the youth these days. In central Sierra Nevada mountains, Herford, a traveling nurse from Michigan, had been expected to work a shift at Adventist Medical. Adventist Health in the city of Sonora, but didn't show up. Following dozens of searches by air and ground in the dense forest by several law enforcement departments, her remains were found on a 35-degree sloped hill beneath dense foliage. So, there you go. She died off the trail. what's the airspeed of a private key? Unladen or laden? Doesn't matter. It won't go farther than 5 miles. it's funny. Funny stuff. Shout out to Signal Loss, and if you haven't seen it, there's a wonderful story about how emails would only go so many miles away from this guy's house, and they could not figure out why it wouldn't go any further. It was like physically limited to a distance, and the end result was that his ISP's mail server, the first mail server, was misconfigured so that it would die after a certain time to live expired. And so it could only go as far as his email could reach within that TTL. So it's kind of funny. It's a fun thing. Oh yeah, here it is. 500-mile email. Quentin sharing it in com. It's at web.mit.edu. Here. The 500 miles. Oh man, I'm missing something. Alright. sdf.org/l/1h8. So that's sdf.org/lima/1hotel8. So that's sdf.org/l/1h8. That's all lowercase, and that'll take you to the 500 miles thing. Quentin pointing out, time to live, more like time to die. There's a great Uncle Jesse movie called Never Too Young to Die. Pretty great. He plays a gymnast named Stardust, I think is what his name is. So yeah, it's worth checking out if you haven't seen it. Gene Simmons from Kiss is the bad guy, I think. It's great. It's a silly, fun movie. All right, well, let's keep it going. Not only did she die, but in Iceland, a volcano has been as 180 earthquakes in the last 48 hours, as unrest is not yet over in Iceland. They've been having problems since last week, we talked about. They've had 180 earthquakes in the last 48 hours, both near and far from Grindavik, the Iceland Met Office has reported. The magnitude of the earthquakes range from 0.7 to 2.4, with the highest magnitude quake striking on Monday morning. Okay. Sorry, I'm jumping back and forth. You're now talking about directory services or LDAP, so I'm not going to worry about that. The magnitude of earthquakes ranged. The process began on October 25th with a significant seismic swarm and peaked on November 10th with the formation of a 15-kilometer-long magmatic dike. With certainty, it can be stated that a phase has started where a similar sequence of events might repeat. A fortnight ago, Grindavik was evacuated after magma-induced seismic activity tore vast chasms through the streets. A volcanic eruption in Indonesia killed 1,100. We talked about that earlier. So yeah, a lot of volcanic activity going on in the world. We're in a seismology, geology kind of exciting time. So definitely pretty cool. It's cool, except unless you're living there, I guess. If you're living there, maybe not as cool. Claudio, law, Uncle Jesse. Yeah, I always forget his name. John Stamos? George Stamos? Something like that. Stamos. He was married to a lady who was also had, it was like, she had a long name. Anyway, Never Too Young to Die is from 1986. I'm going to tell you all about this movie now. It is 92 minutes long. After a top secret agent is murdered, his estranged son, a high school gymnast, teams up with his dad's attractive female partner to stop the psychopathic, hermaphroditic gang leader who killed him and now plans a major terrorist attack. The hermaphroditic gang leader is the one and only Gene Simmons, playing Velvet Von Ragnar. And John Stamos is the lead, Lance Stargrove. They call him Stargrove. And Vanity is played by Donja Deering. You know it's a good movie because several of the lead actors don't have pictures on IMDb. And a lot of actors have black and white photos, usually indicating that they haven't been acting since color photography came out. Anyway, Never Too Young to Die. I like that movie. It was a fun time. Former career U.S. diplomat has been charged with secretly spying for Cuban intelligence for decades. A former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been charged with serving as a secret agent for Cuba's intelligence services dating back decades. Newly unsealed court papers allege that Manuel Roca engaged in clandestine activity on Cuba's behalf since at least 1981, including by meeting with Cuban intelligence operatives, providing false information to a U.S. government official about his travels and contacts. The complaint, filed in federal court in Miami, charges Roca with crimes, including acts as an illegal agent of a foreign government, and provides a vivid case study on what American officials say are long-standing efforts by Cuba and its notoriously sophisticated intelligence services to target government officials who can be flipped. He's 73 years old and was arrested at his Miami home on Friday and is due in court on Monday. It's not immediately clear whether he even has a lawyer. So he's probably going to disappear into one of the government prisons, no doubt. But yeah, quite hot. John Stamos is the name. There we go. Yeah, I thought Darjeeling? Yeah, I thought of the tea. Tea. It's a good, decent tea. I like it. It's a little light, but it's good. Libya has dismantled an illegal mining network, according to their government anyway, an illegal gold mining network operating in the Libyan desert and employing Chinese, Chadians, and Nigerians has been dismantled, the prosecutor's office announced on Sunday night. The network, led by a Libyan, carried out gold mining activities in violation of regulations and without the agreement of the authorities in four sites in the desert of southern Libya. The search for gold was carried out by Chinese, Chadian, and Nigerian nationals staying illegally in Libya, according to the same source. Five suspects, a Libyan and four foreigners, were arrested by security services. Photos released by the prosecutor's office show rectangular pools the size of Olympic swimming pools dug in the middle of the desert and nuggets and ingots of black and gold metal seized. Gold panning is not a widespread practice in Libya, and a vast oil country where the desert covers more than two-thirds of its surface area, which is difficult to monitor. This summer, Libyan authorities dismantled a clandestine cryptocurrency mining network on several sites in the west of the country. Dozens of Chinese nationals involved in this illegal activity were arrested. Libya has been plunged into chaos since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. That was the U.S.-led overthrow of that government. Two rival executives, one based in the capital of Tripoli and the other in the east of the country, are vying for power. So, hey, VH Stape has joined. Welcome, welcome. So yeah, it's 1918 UTC, so I want to take a minute here and remind everyone that you're listening to a non-radio powered by SDF, and SDF is powered by you, so thanks for being here, thanks for being part of the community. Stick around in just 12 minutes, 11 minutes and some change. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on a non-radio at 1930 UTC. Dubious Goals Committee provides all the dubiousness you need in your life. If you are feeling any illness, maybe you've got a toothache, a hangnail, perhaps your cat is genetically predisposed to something. All you need to do is listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, and while you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, just think about synthesizers, or even better yet, buy a synthesizer, send it to Tobe, and then maybe, just maybe, your ailments will be cured. It's all very dubious, so that's why you need to watch it on VHS. Sorry about the beard crackle, Quentin and everybody. But yeah, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. Fun show that airs right here coming up soon. Okie doke. So we keep on a rolling. Yeah, let's keep on a rolling. So we're keeping it moving. We're going to go next after we go through Libya. We are in Spain. Now, how many liters of adulterated olive oil do you think it takes before the government cares? 100 liters? 10 liters? 5 liters? 1,000 liters? Police in Spain and Italy have arrested 11 people and seized more than 5,000 liters. Hey, VHS tape. Welcome, welcome. I've got a ton of VHS tapes to my left. I've got a bunch of Godzilla movies. I'm kind of excited. I'm going to watch them. Anyway, 5,000 liters of adulterated olive oil after breaking up an international gang that allegedly sought to profit by passing off cheap oil as more expensive equivalents. The investigation carried out by the Guardia Civil in conjunction with Italy's Carabinieri and Europol led to raids in both countries and the searching of olive oil processing cooperatives in the Spanish province of Ciudad Real, Jaén, and Cordoba. Suspicions were raised when Guardia Civil officers discovered a series of anomalies while inspecting a lorry that was transporting olive oil. They soon uncovered a two-pronged operation in Spain and Italy that was designed to distribute adulterated oil on the global market. In Spain, they used a company that was linked to the acquisition of lower category oils to make changes to cloudy and poor quality oils to turn them into virgin and extra virgin and then sell them by falsifying documents. They mix cloudy oils, a subproduct of the oil producing process, with better quality oil so as to obtain the correct levels of fats and other substances to allow them sold. So yeah, 5,000 liters, as in the volume. So 5,000 liters. I don't know what 5,000 liters looks like. I have trouble gauging it, but I do know that I have a liter of olive oil in my cupboard that I use to refill my smaller bottle of olive oil. And so I can picture 10 of those. Wait, 10 of those would be 10 liters. So 100 of those would be 1,000 liters. And then there's 5 of those. 500 of those. But oh, that isn't a super lot. 5,000 liters, yeah. They better just strip to cryptocurrency. 5,000 liters sounded like so much until we started talking about it. But yeah, they seized more than 5,000 liters of adulterated oil. 5 bathtubs full. Good. That's a good comparison, X1. The White House is warning it's running out of money and nearly out of time to aid the Ukraine. Surprise, surprise, the United States has been printing out billions and billions of dollars to bankroll wars in the Ukraine and and to fund the genocide in Gaza. But apparently, we can only afford one genocide at a time. We can only afford so many proxy wars. The White House has said it's out of money and nearly out of time to provide more weapons to Ukraine as it tries to ward off Russia's invasion. The warning, issued on Monday in a letter to congressional leaders, laid out how the government had already gone through the $111 billion appropriated from Ukraine military aid. As an aside, $20 billion is all that it's estimated to cost to end world hunger. I want to be clear, or end, maybe not end world hunger, I think it was it $20 billion either ends homelessness or ends world hunger. One of the two. Either way, we spend many times that on bombs. It's okay. The latest plea for money comes after the White House asked Congress to act on a $100 billion supplemental funding request in October. About $61 billion for Ukraine and $30 billion to restock Defense Department equipment sent to support the country. So yeah, essentially what we've done is we've been sending them all our old stuff and then saying that it's aid, and then taking money and buying more stuff. But who knows? Anyway, White House is warning Ukraine they're going to run out of money. So, no plan B. I think it is not an abortion joke. No plan B for Paris Olympics. Seine River opening, says French sports minister. The French government insisted it would keep a plan to hold the 2024 Olympics opening ceremony on River Seine, even after a deadly attack in the French capital at the weekend amplified security concerns. Okay, cool. So they're starting to talk about VPCs. This is a thing that I need to learn about. So I'm going to try and hurry and wrap this up. So let's talk about the technology stuff going on. Traveling the world by bicycle for 2 years might be too physically challenged for most of us, but Zoe Ashbridge has found a way to make the pedaling a bit easier. She and her partner and traveling companion, Stuart, used an app called Windy, W-I-N-D-Y, to track the direction of the wind. "We use it daily," said Zoe. "It saves us wasting time and injury and energy." So how are they doing it? They're using these forecast models that have become more accurate, and that's due to tech advancements. AccuWeather is saying this business has been forecasting weather since 1962. Over at the UK's Met Office, one of the biggest tech developments over the last year has been improving its digital weather maps and the data that goes into them. You can see where the weather is moving in real time and where it's coming towards you. They've been improving tech underpinning it all and changed host providers to help us make improvements. It used to be one day ahead, and that would show. Now it's 5 days ahead. In a bid to tailor its products more, the Met Office has introduced dedicated beach and mountain forecasts. With the beach forecast, it'll tell you how windy it is, what the waves are going to be like, and they partnered with the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. The mountain's data says things like the weather at the top of the mountain at the ground level will be like. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that it's very cool, and I think that that is pretty exciting. All right, let's make sure nothing's crazy is going on in my training. They're talking about networking still. That's fine. All right. A six-planet solar system in perfect synchrony has been found in the Milky Way. I saw an animation of this. It was very cool, but I don't have it for you today. Sorry. Astronomers have discovered a rare in-sync solar system with six planets moving like a grand cosmic orchestra, untouched by outside forces since their birth billions of years ago. The find, announced Wednesday, can help explain how solar systems across the Milky Way galaxy came to be. This one is 100 light-years away in the constellation Coma Berenices. A light-year is 5.8 trillion miles. A pair of planet-hunting satellites, NASA's TESS and European Space Agency's CHEOPS, teamed up on the observation. None of the planets in perfect synchrony are within the star's so-called habitable zone, which means little, if any, likelihood of life, at least as we know it. So here we have a golden target for comparison, said Adrien Leloup of the University of Geneva. This star, known as HD110067, may have even more planets. The six found so far are roughly 2 to 3 times the size of the Earth, with densities closer to the gas giants in our own solar system. Their orbits range from 9 days to 54 days, putting them closer to their star than Venus is to the Sun, and making them exceedingly hot. As gas planets, they're believed to have solid cores made of rock, metal, or ice, enveloped by thick layers of hydrogen. The solar system's unique because all six planets move to a perfectly synchronized symphony, scientists said. In technical terms, it's known as resonance. That's precise, very orderly. Very cool. I thought that was neat. Space is cool. 3 minutes to go. Checking in on Calm. Very placid cat. You know, placid cats do exist in the VPC. Let me check, make sure nobody's chatted at me. All right, there it is. Cool. Somebody said they needed to step away from it a bit. That is perfect. All right, Atlanta police are using Signal to discuss Cop City amid outcry over transparency. Police are notoriously anti-encrypted chats for other people, but they love encrypting their own chats. Anyway, high-ranking members of Atlanta's police department have been using Signal, an encrypted phone app, to communicate about the controversial police and fire department training city known as Cop City. So the department's move to Signal occurred sometime earlier this year after several years of public outcry about a lack of transparency. So it's very funny that the police departments around the United States are trying to be more and more closed off and less transparent amid cries for transparency. Extra fun, the city of New York is planning to spend over $300 million to update all of their radios so that they all use encrypted traffic instead of the standard unencrypted out on the airwaves. So if you're one of those radio scanner people that likes to listen to the police radio and the emergency radio, you won't be able to hear the police anymore. Similarly, in Austin, you can't hear the cops on the, at least on the online scanners. I might buy an actual proper scanner to hear them. But anyway, nuclear news. We've got 2 minutes, so here's the nuclear stuff. Sellafield nuclear site has been hacked by groups linked to Russia and China. The UK's most hazardous nuclear site, Sellafield, has been hacked into by cyber groups closely linked to Russia and China. The astonishing disclosure and its potential effects have been consistently covered up by senior staff at the vast nuclear waste and decommissioning site. The Guardian has discovered that the authorities do not know exactly when the IT system was compromised, but sources said breaches were first detected as far back as 2015. When experts realized sleeper malware, software that can lurk and be used to spy or attack systems, had been embedded in Sellafield's computer networks. It's not known if the malware has been eradicated. It may mean some of Sellafield's most sensitive activities, such as moving radioactive waste, monitoring for leaks of dangerous material, and checking for fires, have been compromised. Sources suggest it's likely foreign hackers have accessed the highest echelons of confidential material at the site, which covers 6 square miles on the Cumbrian coast and is one of the most hazardous in the world.